Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Now, the Home and Garden Show with Wally Conway and Larry O'Neill on News 104.5 WOKV.
Good morning. Welcome to the Home and Garden Show. It is 6:05 on a beautiful Saturday morning in Jacksonville, Florida, the intergalactic headquarters of the Home and Garden Show. To our friends, to our fans, to our families, welcome back to the show. We have missed you. To those of you new to the show, here's who we are and what we do. Each and every Saturday from 6 until 8 a.m. right here on News 104.5 WOKV. I'm joined by the big guy.
That's me.
Sasquatch the Yeti, 6'6", 232 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal, Mr. Larry O'Neill. You know Larry from his duties on TV as the host of Larry's Garden. You've seen him about town landscaping. He's the tall, tall man in the small straw hat. Meanwhile, Lee Conway, Mr. Home Inspection, certified master inspector from Home Pro Inspections. You've seen me on HGTV as the house detective and possibly about town if you spend time in attics and crawl spaces. Larry's job here on the show is to be sure your grass is green, your fruit is sweet, and your flowers forever in bloom. Meanwhile, Lee Conway, Mr. Home Inspection, my job is to be sure your home is safe, secure, efficient, and forever a source of pleasure and pride. From time to time, Larry gets a house idea, I get a garden idea, and we mix it up in the middle. But what makes this show fun for us is you. Your thoughts, your calls, your commentary. 855-765-1045. Sasquatch, large man.
Yeah.
What a wonderful day we are about to have. It'll be down to 52 degrees tonight.
Wow.
Time to put another log on the fire just when you think it's time to put all those wintry things away. Yeah. Here we're going to have a nice brisk even. I'm
April's
excited about that.
On the cool side.
Yep. And that is the reminder about chimneys and chimney safety and fire extinguishers and smoke detectors and all of those other things, because you never, never, ever know when you're going to want some love by the fire.
Oh, yeah.
And we can have love by the fire 365 days of the year.
Yes.
So long as
you got a good air conditioning.
Good air conditioning that you've properly serviced routinely so you can make the cool. And the Chimney Champions has cared to your fireplace. It's been swept. It's been inspected. It's ready for love at a moment's notice. What's up for you this week?
Hey, there's a lot of things going on. You know, it's like garden mania always every spring.
Garden mania.
But, you know, one way, you know, talking about chimneys and making it more romantic, you know,
yes.
One of the romantic gardens is, the adjective of a romantic garden is a climbing vine.
Oh, yeah.
Or an arbor or pergola. You know, those are some of the great support units you can use in that. And I've kind of, you know, categorized which, you know, you see a lot of garden pictures and photos and everybody gets, wow, I want that in my garden, you know, but it's growing in up there in Maine and a little more difficult to grow down here. So what are some of the great substitutes, you know, for those vines that go well with a pergola up against the wall of a house? I know there's going to be a little bit of conflict there about the wall of a house. But
no. That's the purpose of that grid or grading or pergola,
right,
is to keep the yes, roots. What do you call it? They call tendrils?
Tendrils.
Yeah. From penetrating the brick or the siding. That's
right.
Why you want it on that climbing
and
trellis.
It's going to really reduce the amount of heat, doesn't it?
With absolutely.
You're talking about a
looks
tremendous reduction. But ones that I've grown myself and I currently have is one of the greatest ones is Sweet Autumn Clematis. You know, clematis a lot of times suffers in our high heat and it's subject to some types of disease. Clematis will.
Does it flower?
It flowers profusely.
Profusely.
And it has not the big clematis flowers that you normally would see, but it's a small, about 1 inch in diameter flower, but a lots of them.
Color choices?
White and pink.
Nice.
And very, I mean, once you get in the ground, it's on its own. You get it started, you know, a little bit of water and fertilizer. I don't want to, you know, over exaggerate it, but it doesn't get disease. Occasionally, you have to prune it. It will climb right up the wall and in grand fashion in about one season. You know, you get up there, you can get a vine 20, 15 feet, no problem, one season.
That would look awesome in my stairway, the glass stairway.
Yeah, yeah.
Does it give that little bit of privacy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That would look real good.
Unbelievable. It's very, 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 very easy. In fact, maybe if I got a seedling out there, I'll dig one up for you.
Thanks.
But
do the leaves stay on all year round?
It's evergreen. Evergreen. Cool. Very nice looking leaves, no disease, no insects.
I like that.
Paniculata, sometimes
that would make a nice gift. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, I could probably manage that one.
Thank you.
Then also one of our a climbing plant with tendrils, though. It's so we don't advise you to use it on a wooden building if you wanted to put it up again.
But as long as you have a trellis or other vertical structure,
right?
That's
to support
that's
it. It's good. It's a Barber Ann. It's a hydrangea. It's a in the climbing hydrangea group. It has white flowers, glossy foliage. It is deciduous, but when it loses its leaves, it has an interesting looking structure. So it's the binding portion is kind of muscular looking and has some nice bark on it. Very easy to grow, low light, wants a low light.
Do I have an issue if it's not going to freeze again this year, but do I have an issue in winter if it freezes?
All the way up to zone 5.
Oh, okay.
You know, it can take plenty of cold.
I like that.
I know it's some people don't like it.
I waited 10 years for you to tell me this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This grows in complete shade. I mean, you could... It's a nice looking vine too, and it's covered in white flowers in the spring. And again, low disease, no problems. Once you get established, it's actually a native plant, so I mean, you can find it in the woods. Yeah, they find the cultivars. One of the nicest smelling climbing vines is going to be Lonicera japonica, which would be a type of a jasmine, Japanese jasmine. But it is unbelievable. Honeysuckle, Japanese honeysuckle.
Oh, I like honeysuckle a lot.
It's honeysuckle.
You pull that. What is the part of the honeysuckle flower you pull out and it has a drop of sweetness on it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the petiole. But that is a...
Petiole?
Yeah, that is an amazing vine. Amazing. A fragrance. You're talking...
Yeah.
You know, they have the other jasmine. The jasmine, this is honeysuckle. It has kind of a more musky, sweet smell. This is a very, very sweet smell. And it's more perfumey. And yellow and white flowers. One of the new cultivars is Sensation. So that would be
This is a cultivar, of a honeysuckle.
Honeysuckle, right.
Huh.
It's a great, great, great vine, profuse and very sweet smelling. And then the other one, of course, is a classic rose. You know, the rose, when you plant them on the side of a house, you know, and if you want to plant one on a pergola, you want to have more of a, there's a leaners, they have more, they grow upright and they got long vines, but they're more rigid. And when you want to have one to go over a pergola and arbor, you want the more supple cane.
See, that's interesting to me. So imagine I've built this nice, pergola, trellis, or whatever.
Right.
The things are going vertical.
Right.
Are there certain plants or vines that do better when it's time to transition to
right,
a horizontal?
Right, exactly.
Because some won't grow horizontal, right?
Right. Well, so there's the, like you say, you get Don Juan.
Uh-huh.
And that's a, you know, very popular red. It's been in cultivation since 1935. You know, but it stands upright. It doesn't have a supple canes. Canes are the stems. So when it gets that time to turn, it don't want to turn. They lay down flat on top of an arbor. Lay down. Well, you could take Seven Sisters, which is another climbing rose, but its canes are very supple. So when it gets up to there, it lays down on top of them.
Do they play well together? So could I have a climbing rose going up and then a honeysuckle going up? Will they intertwine at all?
That's a very good idea. When you mix
it
two together, mix it two together. Yes,
okay.
You have to have equal. If you're when you're mixing vines, you got to have equal aggressiveness or equal.
So one doesn't dominate.
Right, exactly. So that's how you do it. You make a sequence of blooming. So you can start out with the honeysuckle or the clematis would be two that would match. You know, and they have similar texture. You can use climbing. You can use Don Juan. And well, you could use also, that would be hard, a little more. You could use the jasmine that we have, Gelsemia, which is a native jasmine. But those two would go together. But it's a great idea to mix those vines.
Yeah.
You put an arbor or pergola and an entrance. If you like that, you nice.
How do you sort unless you just know, like in your case from doing it 20 or 30 years, which vines play well with others.
You have to look at the, when you're trying to determine which ones will go together, there's usually, when you're picking it out, there'll be a vigorous or fast grower. The fast grower, you want to match two fast growers together. So one doesn't over-dominate the other. That's it. And when you get two fast growers growing together, you're going to be...
So that's really what it's about, is the speed of growth.
Right.
So that one doesn't dominate the other. So if I have two fairly slow growers, they'll play well together.
Right.
Two aggressive, they'll do well.
But the slow and the aggressive, then one's going to over-dominate the other. Okay. And then you're not going to have... The other one's going to be gone.
So it really doesn't have to do with which one's shady.
It's plant competition. You know what I mean?
Competition everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so the plants... Actually, plants will emit chemicals and stuff to kill the plants growing around them. You know, so they're competing for that water.
What do you know about lectins?
Lectins.
So my wife, she studies a lot of dietary stuff, so we eat real well. And apparently, and I'm not sure how much, well, everything she tells me is true. But what I mean is I don't know the science behind this. Lectins are the chemicals secreted by the plants to provide them resistance from the various bugs that they're susceptible to.
Okay, yeah,
so there's a thought now amongst a lot of health people that depending on the lectin content of the plant, and some of the fruits we eat, in fruits and veggies and whatnot.
Whether it's bad or good for you.
A high or low lectin content, which is its ability to resist the bug.
Right.
There's a thought that if we consume too much of that, that's not good for us.
I've read that too. A lot of plants, you shouldn't be consuming, they say.
Too high in lectin.
Too high in lectin's bad for you. Right, yeah. Exactly. And then,
in my mind, if I'm consuming the plant that has the lectin, the reason the plant produced the lectin was to repel bugs. I have less chance of getting bugs.
Yeah. Well, it's a toxin. You know, it's a toxin. It's a repellent. So, it has a negative effect. But I did read an article about that about maybe 7 or 8 months ago. Uh-huh. About they're saying it's a lot of plants with these high concentrations are, have a negative effect in your stomach.
Maybe
digesting them and stuff like that. Yeah. So
going back to a steak only diet.
Right.
Take my chances.
When you're out there planting gardens, of course it's a vegetable season, and you're trying to select, what type of plants grow good in there. And there'll be a little label. You'll see little abbreviations. Fumicide wilt resistant. So you want to make sure that if you're getting tomatoes, that you look on the label, and it will say fumicide wilt resistant.
Fumicide
wilt
resistant. What is fumicide?
It's a disease that they get. Verticillium wilt resistant. And then, seeds are the gateway of gardening, the gateway drug.
Wow, that's a bumper sticker.
Gateway gardening drug, you know what I mean? But seeds will have the same thing. They'll have a little ID on the package. So take a few minutes, read the instructions, and make sure you get, in our area, you want to get fumicide wilt resistant tomatoes, verticillium wilt resistant tomatoes.
You got to wonder how it worked out back in the
and
day.
And bugs. And I mean, not other bugs, but other vegetables too.
So, with the Native Americans way back in the day, and the Incas and the Aztecs and all these ancient civilizations, how do they know what to plant? Because the plants didn't come with labels.
Well,
we go in the garden store and read the whole label.
They had a very strong incentive. If their crop failed, they died. They kept good records.
They paid better attention.
That's why the Chinese have such accurate historical records, because bamboo is monocarpic. That means when it blooms, it dies. So when it goes through that process, they're using bamboo to make furniture, food, everything.
Sure.
They got to know the year that stuff's going to die, so they can store up and be prepared, because it's going to be wild. They're going to be without it for a while. So everywhere, if I took a piece of bamboo and moved it to France or moved it to South America, when it hits that year, when it's going to die everywhere in the world, It's genetic,
From that same stock.
Yeah, right.
That's kind of interesting.
It is interesting. Monocarp. But it blooms about every 70 to 80 years. So
every 70 or 80 years?
Yeah.
That's a timing problem.
Yeah. So you got to write it down. It depends on the type, but they'll bloom and flower about every, and then they'll drop their seeds and the process starts again. But they, that's why the Chinese were motivated. And that's why the Indians and Incas and all these people planting gardens out there were going to be motivated to know which ones do well and which ones don't. They're going to make records, you know, because crop failure was a big, you know, look at the potato, Irish potato famine.
Yeah.
Because they had that only one, the whole thing could have been avoided, because I was reading the history of it.
They did monoculture. That's what
monoculture,
took them down.
Because they had the same problem in South America, where the Indians were harvesting potatoes, but they had, in the same field, they may have 10 or different varieties, and they're coming to maturation at different times.
I like that. It's 620 here at News 104.5 on the Home and Garden Show. Very brief break, jumping right on the phones to your calls. Would absolutely love to hear from you this morning at 855-765-1045. I'll give that to you again, 855-765-1045. Stay with us. Right back. Welcome back to the Home and Garden Show, 625. Beautiful Saturday morning here at News 104.5 WOKV. I'm Wally Conway along with Larry O'Neill from Larry's Garden, enjoying the day together, taking your calls at 855-765-1045. Burr, it's going to be cool tonight.
Oh, yeah, 52.
Log on a fire. Make sure it's clean. Doing a good thing right there. If anyone is in the need of a landscaper during the course of the week, you might want to check in with Larry. He's easy to find online, larrysgarden.com. Got the blog, video, frequently asked questions. He also has a telephone. That number is this number, 346-1970. If you're outside of the immediate Jacksonville area, 904-346-1970. If you're one of the 600 people in town who will buy a home this particular weekend, looking for that home inspection, go homepro.com. Everything you need there. You can schedule your WDO, the home inspection, any environmental sampling or testing you need, take care of that. The phone number is 268-8211. If you're down in Palm Coast or up to Brunswick, Georgia, Gainesville, any place outside of Jacksonville, 904-268-8211. Let's check in with Mark and see if we can help him with his pear tree. Welcome to the Home and Garden Show, Mark.
Thank you. I'm calling about a grape arbor and a pear tree.
Okay.
And they are relatively close together. And what happens about this time of year is that it gets real green and blooming, and then all of a sudden something invades it and it turns brown and dies, both of them. And I'm wondering if there's a preventative thing other than trying to fix it later after it happens.
The leaves or the branches turn brown, or?
The leaves.
Yeah, what, on the pear tree you have fire blight. And that's a typical thing that pear trees get in our area. And it's that all the new growth turns brown. Well, there's not much you could do about that besides cutting it down. It's a bacterial disease. And I had another fellow call me this week about mayhaws. It had fire blight. And the best solution is when you know, after the fact you learn this, is to plant the ones that are fire blight resistant, you know. And there's not much you can do besides keeping the health conditions of the tree good, the right amount of water, keeping all the grass moved away from it, and then maybe in the midwinter, a couple applications of copper or fungicide on the ends, you know, to keep any secondary diseases coming.
Ask Mark what the source of the water is he's putting on his pear.
Yeah, it's
some clean water for sure. Sure.
Yeah. It's artesian well water that's just sulfur water.
Oh, yeah. Well, sulfur water is actually good, somewhat good for the pH. But there's not much you could do for that, because once they get bacterial disease, there's no control method. It's only suppression. And then keeping them well fertilized and making sure your pH of your soil is really good. All right?
A copper, what would be the preventative copper and what? Well,
copper just keeps it, you know, from getting further damage from fungus and stuff like that. It will not actually affect the bacterial problem, you know.
Now, that has nothing to do with the lumpiness to the pear itself, right?
No.
Okay. Now, the more important question I had was the grape arbor, because it's bigger. Oh. And it just turns totally brown, spots on the leaves, and then it just dies out.
There's the leaves. Well, it sounds like, you know, what is the light conditions?
Medium. It's got oak trees, but not totally covered.
Well, make sure it's not getting, the first thing, no overhead irrigation. Make sure it's not getting overhead irrigation. Number two,
no, it's not.
Copper in the spring as many times you can stand and put it on, every 7 to 10 days.
Copper is what I would ask for this board.
Yeah, and then you want to rake up all the leaves that drop.
Okay.
And you want to spray the ground because that's where it's coming from. When it gets disease and the fungus, it drops a leaf, the disease overwinters in the winter, and then starts getting moist again, and then it moves right back up the vine.
Okay. And there's no answer for the squirrels, I guess, right?
Pellet gun.
Okay. Oh, gracious.
We get calls on.
All right. Thanks
all right.
again.
Thanks, Mike. Okay. Have a great weekend. It's 6:30 here at News 104.5 on Home and Garden Show. We've got Fox News traffic, weather, and more of the Home and Garden Show featuring you at 855-765-1045. Stay with us. Right back. Welcome back to the Home and Garden Show, 6:36 here at News 104.5 on the Home and Garden Show. I'm Wally Conway from Home Pro Inspections, here as usual with Larry O'Neill from Larry's Garden, enjoying the morning together, taking your calls at 855-765-1045. Going to be chilly tonight. Let's check in with Justin, see what's up with his Sylvester palm. Welcome to the Home and Garden Show, Justin.
Yeah, hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Tell us about the palm.
Hey, yeah, so I planted about a 1 foot tall Sylvester palm in May of 2017. Wow. And it struggled, man. We did a bad job of watering it off the bat, and it went into shock. It recovered by the end of the summer somewhat, but now, I mean, the once golden trunk is now brown. The palm fronds are kind of like a lime green color instead of that lush green that they were when it was first planted. So I'm just kind of wondering, is it ever going to fully recover, do you think?
And it will. Yeah, I think the main thing right now is you need to get some. Have you put any fertilizer on it?
Well, so now that, you know, spring's coming in, I'm starting to research what kind of fertilizer and stuff to use.
It will recover. They, you know, our soils are not particularly that palm friendly, we would say. There's a lot of deficiencies in our soil that the palms would need some little bit of supplemental fertilizer in a lot of conditions. So, I think if you go to Home Depot or Lowe's, you're gonna find they'll have a specific balanced palm fertilizer, and you could get that there. Just make sure that you get a palm fertilizer that has all the trace elements. The trace elements are very critical on palm trees. I had one palm tree. The leaves were coming out really crinkly and odd looking. It was a copper deficiency. We put a little bit of copper on it, and boom, it came right out of it. So, trace elements are very important to palm trees, and you get that on there and follow directions, you know, because a lady called me. She said she put some on there. And I said, well, how much you put out there? She said 2 teaspoons. I think a little short on the ingredients.
That's
there,
about like buying a penny to get more copper out
right,
there.
Right, right, right. Exactly. Yeah. No, it's not gonna happen.
Though that's less harmful than an overdose for most things.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, it is.
All right.
You're not gonna get the results though. Okay.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah, the middle fronds that are coming in are even lime, you know, kind of lime green. So that's kind of worrying me. So
it's a nutrient deficiency for sure.
Okay. All right. And do you think that will the trunk ever turn gold again, or is it just going to kind of stay brown now?
Well, it's going to turn kind of a tawny brown because as it loses leaves, it's going to get that kind of the corky look to it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
all right, that's pretty much the 7-6. All right, that's cool. Thanks for the information, guys. Right. Great show. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate you being with us.
Yeah, we were talking about Canary Island dates or Sylvester's palms. They're prone to get, and other palms are in our area are prone to get palm weevil. A fellow we called in on his palm was not doing well. Its fronds were leaning down and looking weak looking, and slightly gray haze to the green. That was an indication of palm weevil. And we climbed up in the in the palm, and they're just loaded with weevils. You can tell yourself if you wanted to climb up, you got to look at the head, look at the base of the fronds. You'll see holes in the there, and they're going to be uniform. You can tell they're not, you know, random. It looks like someone drilled a straight line. That's a weevil boring through there and digesting your palm.
It's recoverable.
Yeah. If the thing was when you get with palm weevils, you got to kind of move quickly because that leading frond or the spear, it cannot be damaged. You know, it cannot be killed. You can have the top cut off of it, and that's not a problem, or damage on some of the leafy part, but it cannot be killed. Once it dies, the palm's dead.
Hmm.
You know, even though the other portions, that you'll notice that the leaves are still green, but it has no way to grow, and so it's dead. So a quick action on any of those palms, you know, because the Canary Island dates, large ones that are, say, 10, 15 feet of clear trunk that you've had in your yard for maybe 25 years, those are worth about $25,000 or $10,000,
$15,000.
Wow. Is the value of a tree like that. Well, it took 25 years to get that size, you know, 20 years, 30 years, so they're expensive. So treating palm weevils are active right now. And if you have other palms in your neighborhood and you see your palm getting, you know, or you have palms in your own yard, once your palm gets palm weevils and those other palms surrounding it are
they're at risk.
They're at risk. A weevil can fly around 15 miles.
Really?
You know, straight. You know, he's a vigorous little dude, you know. So you think about maybe doing some preemptive treatments for your palms. We do tree injection, which is very, very effective on that. So if you see a tree in your neighborhood, got palm weevil, think about your tree because they're going to be moving around quickly. I find them in the swimming pool. They're moving around everywhere. They were everywhere.
Yep.
And if you like to eat coconut flavored pupa, that the palm weevil pupa is very, very good.
You know, which part is that?
The larva.
Ah.
The larva. They taste just like coconut.
Okay.
You just have to, you know, it's an unusual texture, but excuse me. Once you get the first one down, the second one's much easier.
You ever heard the expression where there's smoke, there's fire?
Mm-mm, yes.
Oh, good. I was afraid there for a minute.
I was trying not to cough.
Yeah, we got to get you some water.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so where there's smoke, there's fire. We all know that. And in the home inspection universe, in the building consulting universe, we say where there's a stain,
mm-hmm.
there's moisture. So the challenge is when you see that stain appear, whether it's on the ceiling, it's on
right.
the wall, it's on the floor, wherever it is, the first thing that needs to come to your mind is, uh-oh, I wonder what the source of the moisture is.
Right.
Because unless and until you can determine what's causal, all you'll be doing is treating that stain systemically or
right.
symptomatically.
That's going to be coming back,
a good thing. Exactly correct. And I cannot tell you the number of times, because it's in the hundreds, if not thousands, where a homeowner, a building owner, they see a stain. You're like, uh-oh, I got a stain. I think I'll call the roofer. So the roofer comes out and says, the roof is not leaking. Okay. And but they still have a stain. It's still wet.
Right.
And they say, well, I think I'll call the plumber. The plumber comes out and says, it's not me. It's not the plumbing. They're going, oh, okay. But they still got a wet stain.
Everybody's the innocent.
Then they call the heating and air guy. And the heating and air guy comes, it's not me. And on and on and on and on. And finally, they'll call us and say, hey, Wally, we have this stain in the house. I say, great, what caused it? Because you got to know what caused it. I say, we can't fix it. And they'll say, well, the roofer said it's not the roof. The plumber said it's not the plumber. The heating and air guy said it's not him. The window guy said it's not him. I said, well, there's only one answer here, ma'am. She said, great, what is it? I said, well, you're crazy. I said, what do you mean I'm crazy? Well,
there's a stain there.
If nothing
yeah, right.
caused it, then it's not there.
Right.
So it's two things end up happening, especially in new construction. But there's a natural tendency for that person that comes out who's living in a silo, that is, they know one particular thing very, very well,
right.
is either to say, no, it's not my fault, or to say, yes, I can sell you something.
Right.
That's different than diagnostics.
Right.
So the advantage of the home inspection approach using infrared cameras and other technologies is to say we're not there to defend anybody. We're not there to prosecute anybody. We're there to determine what in the heck caused this stain. And it's amazing how many people we deal with on a near weekly basis who've spent good money, hard money, to fix something prior to diagnostics, and it still isn't fixed, and I call. And
well, that is amazing.
And then we find it, you know, really, really quick. I had a funny one year. I was in the Plantation in Ponte Vedra, very nice neighborhood. I know you've been there a lot. And a lady had a stain on a wall, and it was about 6 feet, 3 feet up on the wall. And it was right behind the stain on the wall, a crib. So there's a crib, and then as you look through the bars of the crib, you can see the stain on the wall. Mm-hmm. So she's like, you know, the roofer said it wasn't him. The plumber said it wasn't him. They all said it wasn't him. So my question was, is the child that sleeps in this crib a little boy or a little girl?
Oh, no.
Because in Ponte Vedra, you know, they're pretty sophisticated out there. You know, she did not consider the fact that her young...
He was using it as a backsplash.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Little fellow was trying to train himself.
And, right.
Yeah, pretty good. So anyway, you just never know what it is.
And that's what you called out to detect. Okay.
You got to figure out what's causal.
Oh, yeah.
You got to figure out what's causal.
A little spot on the little wall, a spot on the wall.
Yeah, when in doubt, if you live with men, it's a good chance it's one of them. It's all just.
Yeah.
It's all just.
Yeah. You know, when you're thinking about planting roses, we were talking about climbing roses, that, you know, there's bare root and there's containers. The bare root are a little bit more challenging, but one of the key things to getting them started is, you know, you want to work on. And when you have a bare root rose and you're purchasing them, you know, you want to take them home and soak them in a bucket first.
Remember that?
A little bit of Miracle Rose fertilizer and fish emulsion, what I do, a dilute solution.
Got it.
And I soak them in there for 24 hours. Remember, they've been shipped. They're dried out.
Yeah.
They're landing in the...
They need a little food and beverage after a long trip.
Right, they need a little food and beverage. Soak them in that. Get them fully turred. That means all their cells are completely full
turred?
Of water. Turred.
Turred.
Yeah, so and then the next thing you want to do is get a couple bags, go to Home Depot, Lowe's, get a couple bags of compost, you know, chicken manure, whatever. You want to have a really
nice, rich
hole.
Mix.
So they always say, you know, $5 plant, $20 hole. And another good planting mix, which is relatively inexpensive, is alfalfa pellets. You want to add that to your mix, rose mix.
What does that do?
It's high in protein, with roses use. It also has some hormones in it. And it's alfalfa, remember, as its roots can be 20, 30 feet deep. And they pull in up all that trace elements, and then it's nitrogen figures. So it really makes the whole rich. And then the next thing is, if another cheap kind of, you know, way to address, you know, the manure thing, you know, getting rich organic material, is using fish meal. Fish meal, you can get that at the feed and seed store. You know, you mix all this in together, a little bit, about 25% of the indigenous soil, and then you set the rows in place, and then you make sure you're going to have to water. The key thing is, when you're planting roses and you want good results, they need good water and good fertilizer. Then about a week later, you start putting on the Miracle-Gro rose fertilizer, the fish emulsion, and you should be in business, in the flower production business, in maybe 60 days, maybe sooner than that. Depends on the how much sunlight. When you're positioning roses, you know, position is very important on roses, is that... I always prefer, you know, good amount of sun, of course, is good. But if they can get some afternoon shade is a very good thing for roses, because it takes a lot of that heat stress off them, because they do get a heat stress during the summer, and that cyclic dry out situation. So afternoon shade is a great thing for them. Remember keeping the fertilizer going on them, even though may they sometimes go heat dormant in the summer. Keep the fertilizer on them during the growing season, because you'll have your second spring. Then the next thing, of course, is black spot disease. You know, which they'll get fungal spot. You know, there's not much you could do about that. Some of them are more resistant, some of them are less resistant. It varies, but a product, you know, ease and less exposure to fungicides is always good. You know, you want to have it easily to do, and you can get out there quickly, and also less exposure. Bayer makes a pretty decent product. When you know that it has a fertilizer in it, it has fungus, a systemic fungus control in it. Just sprinkle it on the roads, and you should. You're not going to get the perfect result, but you're going to get a good result.
I like that. Good I like result. That a lot. It's 6:50. What time is it? 6:50. Hey, okay. Tough one. 6:50 here at News 104.5 on the Home and Garden Show. Very brief break. Jumping right on the phones to your calls at 855-765-1045. Stay with us. Right back. Welcome back to the show, 855 here at News 104.5 on the Home and Garden Show. Larry O'Neill is here from Larry's Garden, and I'm Wally Conway from Home Pro Inspections. Joining us from Indianapolis, Indiana.
World famous.
Premier representative in the entire nation of residential warranty sales is my good pal Al. Al, welcome to the Home and Garden Show.
Well, thank you, Wally. It's great to talk to you, and that's quite an introduction. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Well, you've earned every single bit of that. You know, you're one of my heroes. I love you. I love your story. How is it that you and your pals at Residential Warranty Services have managed to take what was traditionally thought of as a 12-month home warranty and turn it into 18 months? How in the world do you do that?
Well, it's really pretty easy, and it's kind of smart on everybody's part, in my opinion. We work with only the best, and I mean very best in the country, inspection companies.
How does working with an inspection company make it so easy to have no pre-existing conditions and extend the warranty to 18 months rather than 12? What's the value in you partnering with home inspection companies?
Well, the value is, and I will admit it's probably a little selfish on our part, the better the inspection, the less problems we, as a warranty company, are going to have. And it's really pretty simple. And that's going to mean less problems that the home buyer is going to have, which, once again, just makes
everybody wins. Hey, Al, I only got a minute or two. Tell me about the 5-year roof protection plan. How does that work, and what is the coverage?
Well, it's only available with those inspection companies that are approved by Residential Warranty Services, and it's pretty amazing. There's no holds barred, and I mean everything from a branch going through your roof to bad timbers in the roofing structure. You have a 5-year warranty on any of your roofing problems that may occur.
What's the maximum payout? 5 years, that's pretty amazing. It's provided by the home inspector. What's the maximum payout, like $50?
No. Well, I believe it's $5,000.
That's pretty good, Al. So what are you doing today to stay busy?
Well, as a matter of fact, right now I'm doing a little marketing to some of the real estate agents that I work with around the country, and even a couple of home inspectors such as yourself, like I'm doing right now with you.
How about that? Maybe you're going to get a little spiff in your paycheck for calling in here.
Hey, you never know. You can always hope.
Yeah, I know a guy we should have tagged in the Facebook stream. Al, I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you've always done with me. And say hi to the crew and give Arnie a hug for me.
I certainly will, Wally. Thank you.
Appreciate Bye-bye. You, sir. Have a beautiful day. That's an amazing thing. The folks that we work with at Home Pro Inspections who back all the warranties. You hear me talk about Residential Warranty Services in Indianapolis. Al's one of the ringleaders up there, and it's really kind of neat. So when we have challenges. Sometimes you have a challenge. You have a challenge in the home. Something goes wrong. Sometimes you even have a challenge with a warranty company.
Sure.
And what's great is the relationship that we have at Home Pro with the staff, management, and ownership up there. It's like, hey, buddy, this is a client of mine. I understand this is gray. Let's make it white and get this baby done for my customer.
Happiness.
Yeah, well, if you can't lean on your friends, who can you lean on?
Right, exactly.
It's 6:59 here at News 104.5 on the Home and Garden Show. We've got Fox News traffic, weather, and the second hour of the Home and Garden Show coming up. And this second hour features you with your calls at 855-765-1045. 1045. Love to see some of our folks on the Facebook stream. You can see us on video there, too. We're having fun. Right back.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Now, the Home and Garden Show with Wally Conway and Larry O'Neill on News 104.5 WOKV.
Good morning. 7:08 on a beautiful Saturday morning in Jacksonville, Florida. For those of you just joining us all across North America, you're listening to the Home and Garden Show. The Home and Garden Show is heard every single Saturday from 6 a.m. till 8 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on News 104.5 WOKV. The show features Larry O'Neill from Larry's Garden, featuring more than 20 years toiling about in the soil and all things landscape, hardscape, driveways, all that stuff that's outside of your home and your office buildings. That's where his expertise lies. Right. Me, Wally Conway, over 20 years as a home inspector and all those things that you would discover after 35,000 homes and buildings. And we share those ideas of the things that we bumped into during the week so you can learn more about them. And then whatever's going on in your universe, whatever problems, whatever projects, whatever plans you're working on around the home or in the office, in a building sense, you can check in with us and let us know what you're up against. And more than likely, we've been up against it in the past, and can help you navigate in a reasonable, rapid, and cost-effective way toward a solution. Sometimes we even have specific contractors who may help you, specific products that we've seen be successful, help you avoid significant problems. Want to give a shout-out also to the folks, not only those who listen on 104.5 FM in a broadcast sense, but we're also on the WOKV.com. They archive all the podcasts there also. So you can listen anywhere in the universe at WOKV.com, or the WOKV app. And over these last several months, we've been live streaming both the audio and the video from right here in the studio. So you can see my handsome face and Larry's large head. Mm-hmm. You can see all those things and have fun and interact with us. The other neat thing that happens on the Facebook stream or other live stream when you see the audio and video, you can interact with us by text, digitally, post photographs, post videos, anything you want to do. And it's been really fun. I think last week we had people calling in and checking in, interacting with us from Australia. We had from France. This morning, my buddy Marco Morales in Tijuana is checked in with this morning. So people from all over the country are interacting, which has made it so much more fun for us to be not that we're not.
How many more? We've got one from Peru, one from France. We've got one from Australia.
We should get a world map up here and start keeping track.
Yeah, we should put a checklist check down here.
But it makes it real fun for us and, get a different perspective on particular problems and share different ideas. As I say, you can post photographs, videos, anything you want in the Facebook stream. To find the Facebook stream, if you just search Home Pro Inspections, we stream there, or Me, Wally Conway, we stream there. As many other places, those are probably the two easiest for you to find. So we're just real grateful for all that interaction. My buddy Randy just checked in, too. Randy, hope you're having a beautiful morning. Anyway, that's who we are and what we do. I want to give a reminder, too. Yeah. Randy's what just jogged my memory here. Randy's one of my buddies from Best Buddies.
Right.
In fact, he and I were the champions of the year last year. Randy's very proud of his accomplishments. He's quite the pusher. Anyway, next Saturday, which is May 4th, beginning at 9 o'clock at the Jacksonville Beach Pavilion right out there on the oceanfront, we're having our Best Buddies Friendship Walk. And really, it's a walk for inclusion and friendship. There are so many people, in particular, young people in our community with intellectual developmental disabilities. And each and every one of them wants the exact same things that each and every one without a disability once, and that's just to have a friend, someone to talk to, someone to hang out with, do things with, enjoy lunch and breakfast, especially in the schools. And the schools can be a mean and vicious place.
Yes.
We've also discovered that those friendships foster better and better people. And I've actually met some buddy pairs from Marjory Stoneman Douglas, where we had the terrible tragedy.
Yep.
And some of those young people, the buddy pairs with intellectual disabilities and not, were intimately involved in saving each other's lives during the shooting. That was the level of trust and friendship that develops from the organization. So if you'd like to come out and meet us all and have and meet some new friends and have some fun, we'd love to have you on Facebook. If you're there, just do a Best Buddies Friendship Walk. If you'd like to join my team, I'd love to have you on my team, Randy's team. Love to have you there. You can start your own team, but it's just important to frankly be kind and have an open mind and consider some new friends. It's a great thing. So Randy, I appreciate you checking in and reminding me about that, because every now and then I get a little I forget. Randy is the most motivating guy in the world. It's kind of funny, we do these things together to raise awareness and create friendships,
right?
And he checks in with me two or three times a day. He's Wally. I said, yeah, it's Randy. I said, yeah. He says, how much money did you raise today? I said, Randy, I didn't raise any money yet today. And he says, well,
weak.
Well, how are we going to win if you don't do anything? I'm like, Randy, I'm doing the best I can. I said, you got to do better, man. Do you want to win or not? Doing your best isn't about winning.
Right.
So, Randy, I appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much for all your friendship and support.
Do you know, a lot of times we have these problems with driveways. You know, and that's true. Driveways, if they crack, they can't be healed, but, you know, repaired.
Yeah.
No way. But they get out of the one level drops below the other level 3 or 4 inches.
Yeah.
And that, you know, settling, or when it gets that crack, you probably has that crack because it's settled out and then that weight. But you, let's say you don't want to go to the expense of fixing that, you know, as far as pulling it out and have a new one.
Right.
You would have some thing to, you know, so you're not tripping over it, you're not grinding out, but you can fix that lip. You know, you can lift that driveway back,
sure,
back to the original position. You can lift if a corner of the swimming pool has fallen off, the deck,
yeah,
concrete deck is a portion of it's big, fallen off. It can be
floated right back up.
I mean, Jack, we've lifted swimming pools back there where the leak had eroded it.
You've lifted the pools, or you lifted the deck?
The deck.
There you
deck,
go.
Not the pool.
I'm with you.
Yeah. But the thing is you want to, they'll come jack it back up, get it in position, and then they'll fill the underneath of it with foam, or there's, the old method was
the
slurry.
Foundations, that's who I've done hundreds of those with.
Yeah. The slurry was the old way where they pump in concrete, but actually the foam system lasts much longer.
Yeah.
It's a pretty
easy
much
to control, too.
Easy to control.
I love that.
And so if you have that driveway or a walkway, I don't know if they'll do a small walkway, but they
sure
may.
Sure they will.
They'll do it. It's settled out, and there's a 3 to 4 inch difference between one with this expansion joint.
And, yeah, and the important reminder on that is the diagnostics, and Alpha Foundations is very good at that. You got to figure out, why did it settle?
Right.
Was it?
It could be a broken irrigation.
Could be a broken irrigation line, water
drainage,
line.
So
if you don't figure out why it happened, it's happening again.
Right, right. Right. So it could have been originally when they didn't compress the soil.
Buried trash.
Right, buried trash. There's all different kinds of reasons.
But you got to figure out why.
Right.
That
right,
was my point.
Exactly. And it's if you're, even if you could, you're some of these mailboxes, we were working on a project where the mailbox had come out of whack and it was tilted, had a leaning tower piece that we were able to raise it back and put it in position with that system. But it's a great idea. And then, you know, when you're working on your driveway, we talked all the time about how to control the weeds. And there's several ways you can do it. You can put pre-emergent in the, you can, or you can stare. If you don't have any other trees growing under your driveway or any other things that are going to be negatively affected, you could put sterile soil in. It sterilizes the soil. You're not going to be able to grow anything there for about a year, maybe longer. So that's, but you got to be very careful before you do that. Very careful. Make sure you got no tree roots going under it.
Yeah, but from my observation and share yours, if the driveway or walkway has settled or a pool deck has settled, that's relatively simple to solve. When it's lifted,
right,
that's a big problem.
Right.
Because now you're talking about something that's really growing and ongoing underneath of it, and you've got to figure out, how am I going to stop this from reoccurring?
Those are going to be tree roots. Or you can lift the other side of the driveway to match that.
That's a creative thought.
That's a hump. That's going to be a hump there. You know, bump, put a bump, bump. You know, another, we talked about using salt also in the cracks, and that's another cheap way to sterilize
salt.
The soil. Salt. In the cracks of your concrete or asphalt where you get those weeds and you pour a little bit of sodium in there. The negative downside of using salt and concrete over a long period of time, it is reactive. It's going to do some damage.
Well, if you got rebar in there, you're going to accelerate that damage and end up with spalling and other problems.
Right. But vinegar is another thing you could use. Vinegar, you can get just straight vinegar, pour it on weeds, they're done.
That's good.
So you could dress
that. Downside to that one.
No downside to that. It's not as long lasting. The salt will has some residual effect. You know, they salted the Romans salted Carthage, you know, when they burned it to the ground. So it does have some residual effect. But keeping the weeds in control, making sure in fact, the insurance companies now are, you know, having these inspections, and they say, hey, listen, this driveway has got this huge raised area. I think we had to replace a driveway when the insurance company said that you got to replace it. We're
really?
Out of insurance.
Yeah. Why? Oh, because of the trip hazard.
The trip hazard.
Yeah.
Right. There was several spots where you could do this, but there's a way to fix it. You can't really effectively have people always call me and ask me, can they effectively fix a crack in concrete? No.
No.
You can put some, you know, maybe some of that epoxy in there, and that expands and contracts as it heats, but it's a completely different color.
And it usually looks like hell.
Right. And then stay away from these people say they want to put a layer of, you know, material on top and make it look like stone. You know, it's going to crack in that same spot again. It's going to look worse. And you've already spent more money on it to try to fix it that way. It will look good for maybe a month, maybe 6 months.
And way more susceptible to cracking from heavy loads. Putting that like the thin veneer on the top.
Then they stamp it, and it looks like
I hate that stuff.
Oh, I hate that stuff with a passion. You know what I mean? It looks cheesy. But I mean, it's for a commercial.
You know, the only thing I hate more than that.
Yeah.
Is that concrete. Curbing and cornering that people put around I hate that stuff.
Oh, that's how it looks. I try to look at things and try to see some, where am I missing it here? But that's one of the things I just can't see.
Don't like it at all.
Don't like it. Yeah.
No. Other people do, so I guess I respect that, but I don't like it. One of the problems with that concrete combing around a flower
creates
bed.
Creates a pond.
Exactly right. Man, I've seen people put that in. They're all happy with it. I don't like it. They're all happy with it.
Especially,
and we got a giant rain, and they don't have gutters, and now they've got 4 or 6 inches of water.
All the plants
in some cases, if the top of that concrete combing is higher than
Seal.
The top of your slab height, You can have water rolling right in. That's an extremely unpleasant scenario.
Oh, no. That's bad news.
It's 720 here at News 104.5 on the Home and Garden Show. Brief break, then we're jumping right back on the phones to your calls at 855-765-1045. Stay with us. Right back. Welcome back to the Home and Garden Show, 624 at News 104.5. I'm Wally Conway from Home Pro Inspections. Larry O'Neill from Larry's Garden is here enjoying the day together. Checking in to the Home and Garden Show is a great friend of the Home and Garden Show, the executive director of the Northeast Florida Builders Association, Bill Garrison. Bill, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Wally. Good morning.
Well, good morning. I appreciate you checking in. My understanding is you were playing games on Hilton Head or doing work on Hilton Head.
Oh, is that what I'm doing? Not hardly. Yeah. No, we're busy getting ready to kick off the 2019 Parade of Homes here in Jacksonville. 78 beautiful homes from the 200s all the way up to over $1 million. So we're looking forward to it.
78 homes. And when does that begin, Bill?
Today is the beginning of it. We have our judging today. We've got judges from literally around the country. One lady flew in from Maryland to participate in the judging. And we've got folks from here in Florida, but we'll be driving around this team of judges, 13 different teams of judges driving around the region, viewing the homes and looking at them from design and quality of construction and interior decorating, and give them an overall score. And they'll be awarded awards on May 30th at our banquet.
Well, I love that. It's a great opportunity for people to see really what's out there across all neighborhoods, across all counties in the region, and across all price points. Do I need to get a ticket or do I need to register?
Nothing like that at all. It's all free, open to the public. The easiest way to find out about it is if you didn't receive a magazine in the mail, and we did mail out about 60,000 magazines throughout the region, but you can go to Parade of Homes Jax, all spelled out, Parade of Homes JAX.com. We actually have an app that you can download for your Android or iPhone and make participating in the parade as simple as it can be.
Hey, Bill, if I have the ambition and I visit every home, do I get a prize?
Yes, you do, Wally.
What do I get?
We'll give you the hardest working parade tour guy in Jacksonville.
Hey, Bill, what about, there's a lot of home buyers out there. They're working with a general real estate agent. If the home buyer, it gives them a level of comfort. If they want to bring their existing real estate agent and just go tour homes together, are real estate agents also welcome at the Parade of Homes?
Absolutely. We strongly encourage agents. In fact, we sent every member of NEFAR, we hope, we got all of them, a magazine. We strongly encourage people to bring their realtor. We encourage realtors to bring their potential buyers. So what it's all about, actually, Wally, the whole point of this parade is to increase traffic through these new construction homes and help these builders sell these beautiful, beautiful homes.
You know, one of the things I enjoy doing, Bill, is let's make believe I'm a $300,000 buyer. I like looking at homes that are above what I believe is my price point to give me ideas and establishing value at my price point.
I agree. Last year, my wife and I built our first custom home, and that's exactly what we used to pray for. We went through and toured a bunch of beautiful homes and got ideas. And you can come out just to look and admire the beautiful homes, or if you're interested in buying, certainly get out and talk to some of these sales agents.
You know, the other thing I've seen, Bill, is the builders who are preparing these homes for the parade. They're very competitive. They want to win. Yeah, they'd like to sell something, but they want to win. And that's a fabulous way to just look at design ideas, even skipping the idea. If you're not in the market, you can get ideas that you can integrate in your existing home and then maybe next year buy the home.
Absolutely. I mean, you're exactly right. These builders take this very serious. They all want to take home a trophy. These 78 models are all decorated, maxed out, beautiful furniture, beautiful artwork hanging in. So, no, you're right. It's a great way to get out and see some beautiful homes.
Bill, did you just tell me that your builders are part of the Everybody Gets a Trophy group?
No, not at all. we have gold and silver. Unfortunately, there'll be a few long faces in the crowd, but
that was good news. We here at the Home and Garden Show and WLKV, we're not part of the Everybody Gets a Trophy crowd.
Yeah,
no, that's
trophies are for winners, Bill.
Yes.
And there you go. That's it. And there are going to be a lot of winners in this parade.
How long? Remind me again, Bill. So the Parade of Homes begins today, 78 homes. That's fantastic. How long does the parade run?
All the way through May the 12th. I think that's Mother's Day, in fact. But it starts today through May the 12th. The models are open from noon to 6. All the builders have committed to have all the models open from 12 to 6 from now until May the 12th.
That's extraordinary. I appreciate you checking in. You've been a great friend of the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Enjoy what you do for the community also. And feel free to check in each Saturday between now and then and just get folks excited about supporting the local community, supporting the builders. And if nothing else, just go look at a home and give a thumbs up to the site agent and say, hey, I appreciate you. You're doing a good job. Hey, how many jobs do you figure we've created in Northeast Florida through the Builders Association?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I wish I had a real number, but it's certainly tens of thousands. Obviously, home building is a major economic driver in any general economy. Somebody buys a new home, then they go out and buy new furniture, put new appliances in it, all the building material that went into it, all of those processes create jobs. So it's a lot of jobs. I don't know the exact number, but a lot.
And 10 at my office with home inspectors, so keep building.
Absolutely. Very good. Well, thank you for the opportunity, and you guys have a great day.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you.
All right. Same here, bud.
7:30 here at News 104.5 on the Home and Garden Show. We've got Fox News traffic, weather, and more of the Home and Garden Show featuring you at 855-765-1045. Stay with us. Right back. Home and Garden Show. It's 7:37. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You're listening to the Home and Garden Show on News 104.5 WOKV. We're here every single Saturday from 6 till 8 a.m. enjoying the day. We're also live streaming on Facebook, so you can see our smiling faces on video. I actually had a facial this week, yesterday.
Oh, you're looking radiant.
I'm feeling radiant. You know, it's funny. I was going to say I feel radiant. You said I look radiant. If you'd like to see...
We're starting to think alike. That's dangerous.
If you'd like to see my radiance of my face and my bald head, we are live streaming the audio and the video right here from the WOKV studio. You can see it at the Home Pro Inspections Facebook page, as well as Wally Conway and many other places. Those are the two easy ones. You know, it's great fun having Bill Garrison from the Builders Association check in. He's a wonderful guy, does great things in the community. And right. It brought to my mind the reminder about unlicensed contractor activity. And yes. Mark Kinder from Affordable Water, highly licensed and certified in many areas relating to water treatment, water softening, and other things water related. He, my friends at Affordable Water have developed this great brochure in concert with the Construction Trades Qualifying Board, which is right here in Jacksonville also, to give you some ideas how to tell that you're in the process maybe of being scammed by an unlicensed contractor. Now, mind you, this works very, very well for water treatment contractors as well as every other contract type. So here are some indicators that the person who's attempting to sell you a water treatment system or any other construction-related thing is not properly licensed. So there's a flyer that has only a phone number on it and no physical address. That may be an indicator. There's no license number depicted on the vehicles or business cards or other solicitations. That's actually in statute from the state. So when someone's trying to sell you water equipment, if their license number isn't on the vehicle, on the business card, or on the contract, that's an indicator they are not licensed to do that work. Here's another indicator. The water treatment company is asking you for a large down payment before work begins. That will never happen at Affordable Water. Here's a real boogaboo.
What's that?
You are asked to pull the permit. That's a violation of the law. That is a giant red flag in every area, whether it's water treatment, roofing, any area the homeowner is asking you as a homeowner asked to pull a permit. That is a no-no. Oh, here's another one. So they didn't ask you to pull the permit, and a permit is pulled, and you see either online or at the permit in the little paper they give you that the name on the permit does not match the name of the company who's doing the work. That's against the law. That's fraud, and you have no recourse if that happens. Well, if you see it happening, you want to call the building department right away or give us a call. Let's see, from Affordable Water. Here's a great one.
What's that?
If you're told you're about to purchase water softening, water treatment equipment, right? If you're told it doesn't require a permit, that's untrue. Because usually when the contractor tells you it doesn't need a permit, it usually means, most often means, they don't have the proper license or insurance to pull the permit.
You see, that can vary according to counties.
It does somewhat.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But across all categories,
right.
You want to make sure of that.
Right.
Okay? A verbal contract. Verbal contracts are not worth the paper that they're printed on. And the list of ways to be subtly taken advantage of goes on and on and on. So when you're considering water treatment equipment, whether it's softening or filtration or reverse osmosis, whatever you need, as well as in your commercial building, our friends at Affordable Water, I know them, I like them, I trust them. We have sent hundreds of people there at Home Pro Inspections, sometimes for repair of equipment, for replaces of equipment, or even just for a consultation to sit down with Mark or one of his team members and figure out, all right, what do I need to do with my water to make my water do exactly what I want it to do? Whether you're baking or making beer or washing right. your hair or whatever it is, we want your water to perform and make you happy, happy, happy. If you'd like to check it all out online even before you call, affordablewaterjacks.com.
Those precipitation tests.
That's
just the truth.
Yeah, what Larry's alluding to is, and this is actually considered an unethical practice, is a water treatment company will come into your home, they'll get some of your water out of your tap, and they put different little chemicals in the water to make it lumpy and do other stuff.
Right.
That specifically is an indicator of unethical practice. That's not an opinion from me. That's from the Water Treatment Association saying that's unethical. So don't do that. Do not do that. All righty. Ever so happy to have on the line with us the third member of the Home and Garden Show team, Jack on the West Side. Welcome, Jack.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I'm sure proud to be part of that team. Y'all got such good information. I'll tell you what.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Well, based on what we pay you, you've earned it all.
Oh, thank you, kindly. I'll go up to CVS and cash it and give myself an Easter bunny. How's that?
That's wonderful. I thought you were married to an Easter bunny. What's going on over there?
I She's doing all right. I got a question about fertilizer for Mr. Larry. Okay. I'm just looking at my last week. I talked about putting something on my potatoes to get them to be more bottoms and tops. Mm. I got to looking at Miracle-Gro, Larry. It's 24/9/16, and I think that's a little bit too high for.
It is. It is, but it works. I've used it. I've used it, and it works pretty good for me. But I mean, you can give it a shot. Or what I would another inexpensive way to do it is Super Bloom.
Super Bloom, okay, that's a good. I got that for my citrus.
Super Bloom's got a really high P and K.
Yeah, I found some 958.8 Fertiloom. Would that be okay?
What'd you find?
958.
Fertiloom.
958. It's okay.
958.8. Yes, sir.
That's okay. That's okay. Yeah.
Well, would that help the tubers?
I think you'd be better off using Super Bloom.
Okay, well, I got that, too. I use that on my
In every gardener's shed, there's always stuff they've got stacked up. You paid good money for it. So let's use it. You know what I mean?
Overuse it. Read the directions.
Don't overuse it. But, I mean, like Super Bloom, a lot of people say, oh, it's only for flowers. But, no, it's good for, if you read the label, it's good for, you know, vegetables and all the fruit and all those type of things. So, a little Super Bloom in that, and you should be in good condition. How are they doing, Jack?
Looking good. Look like I'm going to have some great potatoes. I got some blooms. I already had blooms for about a week, and I found some on my pole beans the other day, my Kentucky Wonder pole beans. I've got about 10 or 12 beans out there already, long enough to eat.
Well, what are the size of the potatoes? Have you reached down there and felt any of them?
Well, the ones right now, they're not as big as your hand yet, no.
Okay. Well, you still got plenty of time.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
How many? Well, how long have they been, how long have you had them?
They've been in the ground since February, Larry. Those in the bucket have been there since early February.
Oh, yeah. You should be getting a crop. Golly, if you pour in the water on them and get them good fertilizer, you should get a crop in 30, 40 days.
I had to move them out of the. I got to looking back in February. They was in good sunshine, but now the trees getting taller.
Yeah, the sun slows down the process. The sun.
Yeah, I had to move them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. That's the advantage of being them in buckets. The only problem is next year, Chief, I ain't going to use all that yellow sand. That's just too heavy for no
reason. Yeah, it's way too heavy. Uh-huh. Way too heavy. You can put some, and this is for anyone who's loves you gardening containers and they're heavy and you want to use something tall enough so you don't have to bend over, is you could fill in the bottom half of the container with styrofoam, those peanuts. We use those all the time. Just any empty, another way you could do it is empty water bottles. You know, just put the cap on them, crush them up and stack them in there and put the dirt right on the top. It improves your drainage, definitely, but it will definitely lighten your container. You know, you get those 3-foot, 4-foot containers full with all that other stuff in there. It's heavy, hard to move around.
It's pretty heavy, and I did what you said. I mixed the dirt and black cow and yellow sand, and about a third each. And that yellow sand made it heavy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, but it did make it drain better, too. Didn't pack it down there as much.
Well, let us keep us keep us up to date on the progress of those tomato sides. They're about probably around maybe, say, 4 inches wide, maybe 4 inches? Or
maybe three. 4 might be stretching a little bit, but we got plenty of sunshine, plenty of time.
All right, that's great. We'll stay up on it. Thank you for calling.
Turn your darn signals. Not only turn your darn signals on, turn your headlights on at night.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, use your turn signal. Turn your headlights on.
I agree with that one. You got to have your headlights on, you know what I mean?
For sure.
All right.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks.
Thank you all very much. Bye-bye.
That's kind of funny. Going to be cool outside tonight. Put another log on the fire. Snuggle up for some lovey-dovey time.
Okay, I'm all
And if you're sitting there thinking, I can't have lovey-dovey in my house because my fireplace is not ready for the heat, well, then what you need to do, get hold of Chimney Champions, chimneychampions.com.
You don't want to burn the house baby, down?
No, cleaned and inspected, and while they're there.
That would make her mad.
You don't want to get her that hot. You want to get it all cleaned up, get it inspected up, check out the fire extinguisher, the smoke detector all at the same time so you can operate safe and functional. The Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends that you do that once per year if you haven't done it this year or last year. Some people haven't done it in 10 years. It's a beautiful time to get that done. Also, the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends that upon transfer of the property, that means you've just moved in, you've just sold, including your rentals, quite frankly, if you intend to use a fireplace at ever and all, you want to have Chimney Champions take care of that. ChimneyChampions.com. Easy to find all the time. I want to put another plug in for flood insurance, please.
Yes.
I've had a big lengthy discussion with a local insurance agent the other day. Here's a factoid. Every single person in the state of Florida, everyone lives in a flood zone. The entire state of Florida is a flood zone. Now, I have some real estate ladies and gentlemen, as well as some others going, I don't live in a flood zone. Yes, you do if you live in Florida. Factually, you're incorrect. Check out with FEMA, look at the flood maps, read the whole thing. Now, what some people interpret as I don't live in a flood zone means that you are in flood zone X. If you're in flood zone X, it means that flood insurance is not mandatory.
So we're at the highest level, but you're still in a flood zone.
Correct. The highest level is a little out there, but yeah.
Right.
So in those flood zones, you know, we think that has something to do with the actual risk of flood, and you could peripherally say that.
So but everywhere in the state of Florida has
is a flood zone.
X or, you know, whatever.
Or A or
yeah, A being the highly probable B. Okay, so okay.
Yeah, almost. But anyway, so here's the real deal. You've got to be sure that you've got your flood insurance. If you're in flood zone X, it's very, very, very inexpensive. Give your insurance company a ring. If you're a renter, you can have flood insurance that just covers your contents, which is really, really cheap. If you're a renter and your home that you're living in is flooded, that is not the landlord's responsibility to pay you. So you just check these things out. Get a hold of them, and it'll make your life better, and avoid financial ruin by having flood insurance. It's 7:50 here at News 104.5 on the Home and Garden Show. Brief break. Right back to your calls at 855-765-1045. Stay with us. To the Home and Garden Show at 7:55. This is the final segment of the Home and Garden Show here at News 104.5. A reminder, Larry and I are here with you every single Saturday from 6 a.m. until 8 a.m. in the Eastern Time. We're also live streaming audio and well as video on Facebook. We're really happy to see the folks who have been checking in with us from all over the world. It's an amazing and gratifying thing. Should you need Larry during the week, he's easy to find all the time online. Larry'sGarden.com. Got the blog, video, frequently asked questions, and a lot of neat ideas you can just have for free, basically. Just take the idea and do it yourself if you like to. If you like to have professional guidance, professional design, professional installation, Larry and his crew can take care of that for you also. Larry'sGarden.com. The phone number is 346-1970. If you're outside of Jacksonville immediate area, you'll need the area code 904 followed by the number 346-1970. To the 600 plus people who will buy a home this weekend, know this: Home Pro Inspections would love to be your home inspector of choice. Each and every home that we inspect, there's over $25,000 in warranty coverage included with that at no additional cost. The signature piece of that is the 5-year roof warranty, as well as $10,000 in structural warranty on every single inspection. Quite frankly, you cannot afford to do less. If you'd like more information, the website is this website, gohomepro.com. You can even schedule while you're there. The phone number is 268-8211. If you're down in Palm Coast, Gainesville, up toward Brunswick, Georgia, anywhere in the region, if you are listening on 104.5, we can come to you. Larry can come to you no matter where you are. The area code, though, 904-268-8211. And to those who are listening nationally and internationally, Larry and I, at no additional charge, will come to your location anywhere in the world. All you'll need to do is fly us private.
Learjet.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be a Lear. In fact, they haven't made a Learjet in 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
Gulfstream would be a little nicer.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm also sort of partial to a Cessna Citation.
Okay.
Done a lot of private flying Cessna Citation.
Okay.
So that's what we call your starter business jet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, no problem. Just get us there.
Yeah, get us there, and we'll come on out and do that with you. But I did want to express that gratitude to you, and it is you being here with us. It's you being with us, listening live at 104.5 on the Facebook stream, listening even to the app. We're going to WOKV and downloading the podcast later. If you're doing that days, weeks, months, or years after a particular show we've done, we've been here 10 years, we're just grateful for your support. And then each and every week, the support that you've shown to Larry's Garden that enables him to be here on the weekend with us, and the support that you've shown to Home Pro Inspections that enables me to be here during the week. We are just grateful, grateful, grateful. We're a couple of very, very fortunate guys to be able to have fun with you and do these things. And it is your involvement in our businesses that lets us do it. So we are thankful. Real estate professionals who refer us in, and individual customers. It's just a neat opportunity. Yeah. Even our friends like
Bill. When we go out and meet people that listen to us and they tell us their success stories, yeah, I did that and it worked really great.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm liking it. I feel good about it.
Yeah.
Let me see here. What's that funny thing? Oh, you know, we should express gratitude also to Mark Kindred, Affordable Water. Yeah. He keeps giving us great tips and insights so that we can help you avoid being taken advantage of. And sometimes taken advantage of is all the way ripped off.
Right.
Sometimes taken advantage of is overselling products and things you don't need. And the folks at Affordable Water have been real friends of the show to give us the guidance we need to do that. And very often when you hear us talking about water-related things, Mark from Affordable Water, he'll send a text in to Larry or send me a note online and say, all right, you got to tweak it this way. You missed it by just a little bit. So know any time that any of our commentary is just a tiny bit off, it's always well-intended, and we've got folks who are helping us fix that and correct that. So it's always, always better. And one of the ways we always get better is when you're checking in with us, and just wanted to express gratitude on that. Just saw Pat from Yellowbird just checked in with us, too. Hey, Pat, happy to see you, buddy. It's 7:59 here at News 104.5 on the Home and Garden Show.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much for being with us. And as you're about town, you're out on the Parade of Homes, do this one thing.
One thing
when you're going to the Parade of Homes. Turn signal.
No. Okay, use your turn signal. All right.
You messed that up again. We'll see you later. Thanks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.